Track 13.
Now to our final piece, the last bird. Bird flu means that our little flock's movements have been restricted, as Flora explains. We're a month into flock down now, and things are settling down a bit. We did get into a bit of a flap to start with, I will admit, Daisy especially. She's going on about not wanting to do another long stretch inside, being fitted up. How does she even know about the Sweeney? And saying she only wants to eat porridge, not do it. It's Isabel who calms her down. Keep your beak clean and just do your bird, she says. We'll be out on good behaviour before you know it. For the first few days, we're banged up in the covered run, which is nice and dry, but a bit on the small side. We can hear the beard outside, banging about, hammering, saying words unfit for a girl's ears, hammering again, and generally making a right old ruckus. But one morning, the small side door in our cell, oops, I mean coop, opens. We've never used this one before, but as ever, Isabel leads the way. We're free, she chirrups. She's been a bit previous, though. Welcome to your new accommodation, ladies, says Beard. You can thank me later. And now we can see what he's been up to. He's made us a new camp, and to be fair, he hasn't done a bad job. We've a patch of grass, a flower bed, and some gravel to scrabble about in. There's a smart metal food trough for our grub, and it's inside its own little house out of the rain, a sort of chicken cafe, if you will, but without a menu. And it is all fenced in and netted up so that those annoying wild birds can't nip in and cough all over our food. We get busy straight away on the grass. Within a few days, it's all gone. We're ankle deep in mud, and Beard is standing over us and frowning. What was he expecting us to do? Put up hoops and play croquet? Later, he's back with a wheelbarrow, tipping loads of wood chippings over the mud. Woohoo! We're flinging it about, looking for titbits, and life is pretty good. Curls even comes out and hangs a CD in the tree. I've heard that chickens like pecking at them, she says, helps avoid boredom. Sorry, lady, but not these birds. We're sophisticated and not easily distracted by CDs, unless it's Barry Manilow, of course, but it isn't, so we ignore it. While all this is going on, Isabel stages the great escape, slipping out of the gate when Beard is distracted. It's not quite Steve McQueen jumping his motorbike over the fence, but she's out and on the run. Until Beard appears with sweet corn, then she does a reverse ferret and is back inside the compound before you can say handy hock. We wonder if she's going to be locked in the cooler with only a baseball for company, but nothing occurs. And so our days pass, long nights in the coop, huddled together to keep warm, but we're getting through it. Wonder when our probation hearing is. Flora and her friends were rescued and rehomed by the Wotton Branch of Fresh Start for Hens, and this is all imagined by Dominic Castle.